The COVID death of a Sydney man in his 20s has highlighted, tragically, the need to get younger Australians vaccinated. They've been described as the peak spreaders of this coronavirus now. The Morrison government wants to expand the vaccine rollout to give 30 to 39-year-olds access to the Pfizer vaccine from next month at the latest. But in the ACT, that age group will start receiving Pfizer as early as this week after young Canberrans rushed in huge numbers to book their shots. The Chief Minister of the ACT is Andrew Barr. He says the ACT can win the race to be the first state or territory to reach the national 70% vaccination target. Andrew Barr, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
The ACT is poised to start dispensing Pfizer shots to younger residents, of course, those in the health front lines and those sorts of areas have already got them, but this is a general under-40s rollout. The decision was announced before we got those targets and advice from the Doherty Institute this week to target the under-40s. Why did you make the call and how many doses do you have to hand out?
So we just get our population share of doses, about 10% of which we donate across the border to New South Wales residents in the capital region who work in the ACT or otherwise. So we've been helping out our colleagues in New South Wales and residents in surrounding areas. We've just had a very, very efficient program and a full take-up of all of the available Pfizer doses. We're doing well comparative to other jurisdictions because we've had an incredibly strong take up of AstraZeneca as well amongst the older population. So we've just been able to get thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people to sign up immediately to get vaccinated as soon as possible. And that was...
This is the response to the Pfizer shots for the under 40s, which you just opened. I mean, what's been the response?
It's everything, Fran. But look, we have about 70,000 people aged between 30 and 39 in Canberra. Prior in the first phases, the phase 1A and 1B, around 20% of them had been vaccinated. We then, through our digital booking system, opened up for registration for 30 to 39-year-olds several weeks back, and another 20-odd thousand people pre-registered. When we opened for actual bookings, those 20,000 all booked in one day. It was sort of the equivalent of booking for a Taylor Swift concert, I was told, that sort of level of take up and people waiting and refreshing to get their booking, and we had in one day more than a quarter of that age cohort, 30 to 39, make a booking, and then once you exclude the ones who had already been vaccinated, it was a third of the remainder in one single day. So it shows that if you've got the vaccine supply, that young people are very keen to get vaccinated. If you make it easy for them, they can book online, have a scheduled appointment at a mass vaccination centre, which is how we're running our part of the vaccination program, then people will take it up very strongly.
If they're so keen to get vaccinated, as those numbers clearly suggest, I love the Taylor Swift concert analogy, does that show there's not a need for a $300 inducement? That's the federal opposition, Anthony Albanese's idea. From your experience there in the National Territory, would that be just a total waste of $6 billion of taxpayers' money?
As I look across the age cohorts, over 70s, we've been able to get upwards of 90% vaccination. 50 to 70s, it's in the 80s. I think the most important factor is vaccine supply. The second most important factor is ease of the vaccination process. But that's with the people who are going to get vaccinated. And our research locally shows there's a slightly higher proportion of ACT residents as opposed to the national research that's been quoted. So that's why I have confidence that we'll hit some of these targets first. The challenge, though, is if we are as a nation going to get to 80%, then we are going to have to do a lot of convincing for people who are currently sitting on the fence. So I acknowledge that somewhere between 5 and 10% are just not going to get vaccinated. And the range of reasons why is as broad as the range of conspiracy theories that filter through society. So as a national challenge, we definitely are going to have to do something to get beyond the 70s into the 80s and hopefully up towards 90% vaccinated. And so I think it's a legitimate discussion about how that's best achieved. And there's a variety of ideas that have been put forward. And just to be talking about this, I think, is a really good thing.
It is a national challenge, as you say, and the ACT seems to be outperforming other places. There's a number of reasons for that that would be, you know, are quite obvious, I suppose. But the ACT has also one of the best COVID records in the country. You haven't had a case of community transmission there for more than a year. Let's hope it stays that way. Meanwhile, in Greater Sydney and in Southeast Queensland at the moment, 10 million people are in lockdown. There's every chance restrictions will be extended until the vaccination levels lift substantially. Is it right that the ACT is allocated the Pfizer jab in clearly enough numbers for your population when they are so needed in the hot zones of Sydney and Brisbane?
Well, look, we only get our population share, and the reason our vaccination rate is higher is because more people are using AstraZeneca. And so, you know, we've got 93% of 70 to 79-year-olds who are essentially all AstraZeneca is a reflection of use of the vaccines, plural, not just Pfizer. I mean, look, the ACT's population and the number of doses we're talking about would have no material impact on the bigger states. I mean, we are 1.7% of Australia's population. So, you know, New South Wales would be somewhere between 20 and 25 times larger.
Sure, but I mean, every little bit counts. You know, the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is taking Pfizer doses from regional Australia, where there'd be tiny amounts too, just to make sure HSC kids in Southwest Sydney can get vaccinated to keep them safe. I know they might be small numbers, but I'm talking about relativity, I suppose. You've got plenty of AstraZeneca. The uptake has been strong. Perhaps that should be saved for the ACT and get those Pfizer doses to where they could be saving lives right now.
Well, we are already donating 10% of our vaccines to our surrounding capital region.
Sure, so, I understand that you said that, but I'm thinking about the Southwest Sydney situation right now.
Sure. I mean, I guess right now, Fran, that, and we've been doing this throughout, that they are all doses that New South Wales didn't have to supply to their own residents, that they can, as they have been doing, redirect into Sydney. So if we hadn't have done that, then there would have been already a situation where New South Wales would have had to have found more vaccines for its regional community. So I would say on a per capita basis, the ACT is doing more to help New South Wales than any other state or territory in terms of a share of its own allocated vaccines being donated to another jurisdiction. But that made logistical sense because Canberra Hospital and our mass vaccination hub is the major hospital in southern New South Wales. It's the place we could dispense Pfizer from, and that's why residents from the capital region, which extends around Canberra, well into New South Wales. Mm. It's been the focal point for vaccine delivery, particularly for Phase 1A and 1B, and a lot of critical healthcare workers and others.
Yeah, sure. The ACT is copping some pain too because of its proximity to New South Wales. The territory is regarded as a red zone by some states, so Canberrans are banned from travelling to Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia. How are you unhappy about that, and how long do you expect that to go on for? Could it be months, do you expect?
I guess the irony of all of this was that those travel bans were in place because of localised outbreaks in all of the other states. South Australia.
Aren't you cut off from some states because you've got a pretty porous border with New South Wales?
At the moment, I think that would, when you talk about them not having their own local cases, I was going to suggest Western Australia, but I think they did have a low-level positive detection in the last 24 hours. So, look, we're open to Tasmania and the Northern Territory. Let us in. Queensland were, but obviously they've got their own local issues. And then Victoria had their own, their own outbreak and lockdown. So I think so did South Australia. So at one point, I think those two states did effectively accord us the same status as regional New South Wales. But then essentially, whilst they were doing that, they were having their own outbreaks anyway. And so, we were forced to do not travel to those states as well. So look, in short, the ACT is different from New South Wales. It is proximate to regional New South Wales. The range of protections that are in place in our jurisdiction have been effective for more than a year. But look, COVID is full of risk. You are only ever one day away from a bit of bad luck. But so far, and it's just a day-by-day proposition, through a combination of some good luck and some good management, we have remained COVID-free. But I'm very aware that any given day, this can change in any part of Australia. So we just focus on our own response, getting more people vaccinated. And you know, we will continue to engage with the other states and territories as they come out of their lockdowns. And we hope that travel can resume. We recognise the impact that's having on the tourism industry in particular. But you know, right now, with outbreaks in three or four different states and a major problem on the eastern seaboard, it is understandable that travel is restricted at the moment.
All right. Well, let's hope the ACT does stay COVID-free. We all hope that. Andrew Barr,
thank you. We're working for that every day, Fran.
Indeed. Andrew Barr, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andrew Barr is the Chief Minister of the ACT.